Hi everyone!
Welcome to the Fairy Godmothers podcast. I'm Lex.
And I'm Chrissy. And this is the podcast where we normalise mums being themselves and not giving a shit. Welcome to episode 6, guys.
I'm very excited to say that we're on episode 6. I feel like we're really doing well with this episode.
We're really thriving.
So, Kris Kringle.
They are actually oranges at Christmas.
Do I care?
Obviously not. We've actually just had such a gossip before the pod, and I think we should just revisit.
We get sidetracked, right?
So
to
bad.
To the point where you're telling me a Kris Kringle is an orange.
Do like, you know that, though?
Fuck it. Yeah, and they put the sweets on them in church.
So you do care? She cares.
Right, what were you going to say?
So, sorry, we had such a big gossip then, just
we
about
did.
Like types, because like our boyfriends are like complete opposite, and we were like, do you find them attractive? Not in a strange way, but like,
would you see him in the street being single and be like, oh, he's a good looking guy?
And the answer for both of us was no.
Right past Matthew on Tinder, sorry.
We just have completely different types.
Matthew's a builder and Jack is a rugby player. That's
but
how they're.
You
they
sound
are.
Like a bitch saying that.
No.
You're like, he's a rugby player. Like, rugby player to me sounds like they do anal.
Sorry, can we reverse? Why? We don't do that.
No, not you, but him and the boys. Like, it's just a generic thing.
Is it?
Yeah, they all say they bum each other.
Do they?
Well, I don't think they do. I mean, ask Jack.
I need to go home and have a conversation with Jack. No, but what I'm saying is that Matthew looks like a builder. He's always got his bum out. He's likes a beer. Jack likes gin, pink gin and lemonade.
And he wears skinny
and
trousers.
And skinny trousers.
Honestly, God forbid Jack drops something because those trousers... So yeah, basically the long...
long story short.
Long story short is no.
Yeah, no.
Matthew's like this gigantic chav. He's tall, rugged, sexy for me.
So, you know, you and saying that you, and then like... you saying, oh, Jack's... But you know what? Jack for me is this, oh, no, yesterday I was in the gym. You know when you go in the gym and you see a guy and you're like... You go to the gym, you see a guy, and you're like, oh, he is the gym guy. He's the guy, everyone's looking, he looks sexy. I thought, that's my boyfriend. And I thought, oh.
See, that's, I just, gym guys aren't for me.
I love when he wears tight things. I'm like, just go tighter, squeeze him out of it. I want him to look like one of those, you know, those balls in a net, and you squeeze the net and those little things pop out.
That is like my worst phobia. Like, you know, I'm terrified of crumpets. That screams crumpet.
I mean, I don't want him to look like a crumpet, but yeah.
Anyway.
But anyway, the general gist is that we wouldn't go for each other's boyfriends, which is great.
Quite a normal thing for best friends, really, isn't it?
I don't know, though.
You know, some people...
Some people might swing both ways.
No, that means you fancy me.
Do I?
Probably.
Let's move swiftly on.
Okay, so what's been going on at the minute? What are you doing?
Nothing's been going on as such, but I'm booking a holiday with Jack, so I'm really excited.
Willow?
Yeah, without Willow, because obviously we've not been on holiday. We didn't go last year because I was pregnant, and then I had Willow. So we're booking a holiday. I don't know where to. We're thinking, like, we were going to do Dubai, but I don't want to do Dubai.
Yeah. Have you done Dubai before?
No.
This is what we say. I'm like, it doesn't interest me that much. I'm sure I'd love it if I went, but, like... It's not on my bucket list.
No, it's not mine either. So I think that we're going to go somewhere maybe like... We looked at Turks and Caicos. It's like the Bahamas, stuff like that, I think.
Cool.
We're looking at places far... Oh, we're looking at Mexico and Jamaica. Those kind of places. Because obviously we can only ever go on holiday in October because that's Jack's off season. So, you know, we can go to Tenerife and get good weather again. Or we can go somewhere else. You know, because... We are going to go somewhere
Else. Obviously, just don't go somewhere where it's like... Their tropical season where it's going to rain the whole time.
No.
This is shit.
So I think we're most likely to go to Mexico.
But I did a holiday without Fred I think he was just before he turned one. Like, we went to Milan last year. And, like, honestly, just do it. It's the best thing.
It sounds awful, but I'm not that mum that's going to drop off and be crying every day when I go on holiday. I'll miss her. I can't wait to see her, but I deserve some time on my own.
So, Freddie, for, like, the first time today... I dropped him off at the childminder, and every day he, like, runs in, doesn't even wave me goodbye, like, he does not care. And today he was, like, holding my hand and, like, rubbing his eye and, like, pretending to be sad. And I was like, that is so sweet, because he's never done it before. Obviously, if he did it every day, I'm like, here we fucking go.
I feel like he's such in a cuddly stage at the minute.
So he went through a stage recently, like, the last 2 weeks, where he wasn't eating very much, and Freddie's a big eater. He eats anything and everything, and he eats more than me. And he, like, just had no appetite, and he wasn't eating. But he does go through these stages where he's, like, long and skinny, or he's, like, bulky. And Freddie's never been affectionate, has he? Never been a kisser, never been a cuddler. Like, I don't cuddle him before he goes to sleep. He never sleeps in my bed because he just can't bear the thought of being stuck between me and Matthew. And then, like, in the last few days, like, last night, he was just, like, cuddling me and kissing me and snuggling me. And I was like, this is what I've waited for.
That's
I always tell you that. I'm like, I can't wait for the day that he, like, actually wants to cuddle and kiss me.
Well, I just think, like, the boys turn into the mummy's boys and Willow's going to be off. Like, she's not going to
go. Because I worried. I was like, is it me? Is it because, like, I'm an affectionate? Or, like, is Matthew an affectionate? And, like, I always used to say to Matthew, I'm like, they learn it from their dad, so you don't need to kiss me more and hug me more. But, like, if you do hug and kiss in front of him, he'll be like... And, like, get sad that he's left out and he'll, like, come and kiss you and cuddle you. So I think they do, like, he's at that stage where he's a sponge and he, like, does everything that you do.
That's cute.
But he's still mental. Like, the other day I came and he was stood in the trolley, back flipped out of the trolley. Then he was stuck down the sofa.
You sent me a picture of that,
like,
yeah.
Ooh, ooh. And I was like, yeah, you need to get out. Then he got a, like, bumped head letter from the childminder. But he's in a really nice stage at the minute.
That's Willow's in a lovely stage as well. I feel like she's really got her personality.
How's she getting on at the childminder?
So she's only been for taster days. But, like, Willow, I left Willow with my mum after she was 3 weeks old. Like, she's used to being with other people. She's
good like that. I think that's, like, the best way. Obviously, if you do have that support and have that network and you feel comfortable, I think it's a really good
thing. Well, I just knew with the person that I am, I knew that if I didn't let anyone have her until she was, like, 3 or 4 months, then I would never, because I'm that kind of person.
Yeah.
So I thought, I need to get out, and I need to just give her to someone.
You just need to do what works for you.
I think I just went to go get my nails done or something. But anyway, so yeah, she's getting on good. She starts officially on Monday, and I'm just so excited.
Yeah.
To just have a Monday just to myself.
Yeah, and it's like a bit of freedom, and then it's such a good development thing for
her. Yeah, I'm going to, like, make a day of it. Like, I'm going to go for coffee, take my laptop.
And it starts your week off right as well, being a Monday.
Right, doesn't it? Yeah. Exactly, yeah, I thought that. I feel like a shit mum, and I can't get the guilt out of my mind. I have a weekend away Thursday to Sunday, beginning of April. My baby will be 4 months. I booked it when pregnant. It's with my sister. My boyfriend told me not to worry and to go, and to be honest, he's such a good dad. It's not the fact of leaving her. As I know, it's good to have your own time, and also the fact her dad is amazing and can look after her absolutely fine on his own. I'm not worried like that. It's just that I don't want people to judge me at all and be thinking I'm a shit mum for leaving my baby at 4 months for a long weekend. Do you think it's a bad idea I go? Should I just not go? I think about this every night, and I don't want people to judge and think, why the hell has she gone away? Her baby's 4 months old. I need your advice, please.
Go.
You need to go. Like, everything you do, people will judge you for. If you think going away
going to be someone
is the one thing that's going to, people are going to judge you for, you're very wrong. Like, people will judge you if you breastfeed, if you don't breastfeed, if you do this, do that. Like, just go. Go, have a great time.
There was nothing in that paragraph that you sent that makes me think, maybe not. Your boyfriend's more than happy for you to go, and he's a great dad. You're going with your sister, so you're going with family. They'll understand if you think, absolutely, I feel anxious, so this is not for me, I kind of want to go home. Mm-hmm. Like, and your boyfriend's saying go. How would you feel if your boyfriend went? Would you be happy? That's what I think you always need to do, like, put yourself in their position.
Yeah, no, you need to go and have a great time. And your baby's 4 months, like... That's fine, you know.
And you're leaving your baby with the dad who, like, knows the routine, knows how you parent. Like, you've literally have nothing to worry about. Like, if you're leaving them with someone else, you kind of think, like, oh, are they going to stick to the routine? Or, like, are they going to do what I would do? Like, your partner obviously knows, I'm guessing they're together.
Yeah.
Obviously knows, like, absolutely go.
And it'll be a great experience, like, a great time for the dad and your baby to, like, bond. I think that's really nice. Yeah, my partner went on holiday for a week when Willow was, like, just turned 3 months, and it was absolutely fine. Like, I was happy with it, Jack was happy with it, it's fine.
I think you need to take the leap and just go for it. I think you'll never know until you try it.
When you get there, I think you'll be like, I'm really happy I went. And don't care about what anyone says. We say this all the time.
Yeah, that's the only thing that came across in that is, like, you really care what everyone else has to say. Like, who gives a fuck, to be honest?
People will bitch about you no matter what you
do. People are
going to
bitch about what shoes you wear, never mind if you're going to go on holiday with your child or not, so...
Yeah, and also, this isn't, like, great, but if people do have anything to say, they're not going to say it to you, so I wouldn't worry.
That's a really horrible piece of advice.
No, but you're not going to know, are you?
No, that's true. And also, if anyone did say it to you, like... You can parent however you want to parent. It doesn't matter. Like,
I would a million...
If that works for you, go for it.
I would a million percent leave my baby for a few days, not 4 months. 100% I'd have done that if I'd have had the opportunity. I think, you know, you've done 9 months of being pregnant. You're probably really tired at this stage. Go have a great time.
Go let your hair down.
Yeah.
And you can FaceTime your boyfriend at any point on the trip. Mm-hmm. If you feel anxious, then you're like, right, they're doing absolutely fine.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's time for your boyfriend to bond with the baby and like have one-on-one time. And you'll just have such a lovely time. You're with your sister. I think that's a great, great thing.
Me too. Yeah, go have a great time. And don't worry about what anyone says. Yeah. We're rooting for you.
And like, don't feel like you can't like post pictures of you having a good time and doing what you want because you're a mum. Like, absolutely do it.
But also, if you want to have a few days off your phone, then use this to be off your phone. But just do what you want
to
do.
So we're going to get to the nitty gritty, the questions. How did you both deal with the changes to your body? I see so many TikToks postpartum and it scares me. I know that sounds so shallow, but I think I would feel so overwhelmed with the change and feeling different in my body, weight fluctuation, stretch marks, etc. It's not shallow. It's normal to think that your body's going to change because it is. You're going to grow a whole ass human.
I must have rung Chrissy like once a week crying about my body when I was pregnant. I was fat. So big.
You weren't fat. You were just swollen.
Fat. No. Well, yeah, but it made me look fat. I had like chins under. I was not myself. I didn't look like myself. And when I first got pregnant, one of my like things I was afraid of was my body changing. And I felt like I couldn't say that to anyone because I did feel like it sounded shallow, but
and you're meant to be like so excited about this life that you've created, but that comes with a lot of other things that are scary as well.
And I feel like when I got pregnant, I was like, I absolutely loved my body. Like, genuinely, I was happy with how thin I was. Like, I loved my boobs, loved everything. And I loved my body. I was so confident. And then, like, it changed. Then my bump was cute for a minute. And then, like, when I started to get big and swollen, I was like, oh, shit. And because I forgot what it looked like before.
Yeah.
It was such a drastic change. And I was really upset.
And also, it's a long period of time. It's like 9 months of change. Like, you don't just randomly get a bump and then that's it for the rest of the time. Like, you're constantly changing. Like, your boobs get bigger, your bump gets bigger, your feet swell, your hair changes. Like, people don't tell you as well, like, did you get like postpartum hair loss?
I think a little bit at the front, but because I've got so much hair and it grows so fast, I don't think you can tell. I don't know.
There's just so many different things and no one has the same symptoms or same story, so I just, like, it's not selfish to be worried about that. And also, until you have the baby, all you have to go off is your body changing.
Yeah, and just try not to, like, worry about it. What will be, like, there's nothing you can do. If you're pregnant and your body's changing, it's going to continue changing. Like, there's nothing you can do. You can't reverse.
Yeah.
So you can't, it sounds awful, but I had to think about this. Like, you just got to get over it.
Yeah, and when your baby's here, I think you'll just...
Yes, 1,000%. When Willow actually arrived,
as well.
When Willow actually arrived, I was so, just did not care. Like, I was excited to get back into the gym, but that was more just for like
sanity.
Yeah, I hadn't been to the gym in 9 months. Yeah. I was just excited to get back out there. But for, I feel like I've probably not dealt the best with body changes after pregnancy.
Yeah, but how do you deal the best with it? Do you know what I mean? Like,
you looked fab straight away after. You were super skinny. You looked amazing.
Yeah, but I was so depressed.
But looks-wise, you looked great. You did look great.
Thank you.
I absolutely did not. And, like, I have booked a consultation to get a boob job.
I mean, if that's what makes you feel good and that's what makes you happy, then by all means.
My whole thing is that before I got pregnant, my favourite thing on my body always has been, was my boobs.
Me too. And now I'm like, oh,
they were
no.
Like my biggest flex. Like, I never had to wear a bra and they would be perky. I loved my boobs.
Me too.
And I didn't realise your boobs took such a drastic hit.
That's it. I think I was so focused on my bump. Like, I told you, I was like, moisturised 3 times a day.
Yes.
And I was neglecting my boobs.
Me too. And I think now, that's why I got some stretch marks on my boobs.
Yes, and now I have stretch marks on
and
my boobs.
And none on my tummy.
Yes, me too. Yeah. We are the same person.
Can I just interrupt you here with a quick, juicy, rude fucking story that I've got about this boob job, which will be funny for the pod?
Absolutely.
Right. So, I was talking to my boyfriend about getting a boob job, so the conversation went
off. What was his thoughts on that?
Let me tell you. So, I said, Jack, I've booked a consultation to get a boob job. And he goes, oh, you haven't, have you? And I went, why? And he goes, fake boobs look great, but they feel awful.
Yes.
Sorry. Whose fake boobs feel awful?
No, Matthew said the same thing. I just ignore it.
I thought, excuse me?
Yeah.
And I thought, how rude.
Then you just think about whose fake tits they've been groping.
No. I'm thinking about tits in his face. I'm not thinking about whose. I'm just thinking fake tits in Jack's face.
Tits. And I'm thinking, tits.
Which girl? What colour hair she got? This, that, the other.
I feel like blonde.
Stop it! No!
Sorry, I'm supposed to be a good friend. I'm like, no. And I'm like, blonde.
Blonde, tall, skinny. Yeah, I've thought about it all. Christy. But anyway, so aside from that, I booked a consultation. I'm going to go and, like, see my options. But, like, my boobs were my favourite part of my body.
I wish they could, like, Photoshop them so I could see.
They can.
Oh!
You go in and they show you what your boobs are going to look like.
Wow, I might have to do that.
Because I think, like, the only... I love, right, I think... My hips have widened, but I think I'm back to being as thin as I was, but my hips have widened. I didn't mind about that, but I think, like, getting more fuller boobs again would make me look, I've got more of that hourglass figure, whereas, because my upper half, I feel, is quite flat now, because it's just deflated.
It's crazy how big your boobs get when you're pregnant. Oh my God, like, obviously everyone thought Molly Maid had a boob job, but she was actually, like, secretly pregnant, because everyone was like, God, her tits are huge.
Yeah.
My boobs were, like, bigger than my bump. When they I were. Gave well, birth,
they were
like,
Freddie was growing in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, everyone said he must be in your boobs. And I was like, he's pretty long, so maybe. Yeah. That might be a foot. That yeah. might be the other one. Honestly, like, my boobs were like the size of my head after I gave birth.
Well, mine actually weren't that big throughout pregnancy, but after, oh my God,
as
like,
soon as
two
you, like, give birth,
melons stuck on me.
Yeah. It was huge.
And I remember, like, you know when your milk comes in and they get massive and rock hard?
Did you have to get rid of your milk because you didn't breastfeed, or did you just leave your boobs alone?
I left my boobs alone. That's what you meant to do.
Yeah, just
and they just
leave
leak
them.
Out. Yeah, but I remember, like, Jack would always try and touch them and I'd be like, no, because they hurt so much.
They do. It's really quite painful.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're completely gone off topic here.
We haven't.
Back
body
to
changes.
Body changes. But I don't think you should feel shallow. Also, I think when you watch TikToks, take it with a pinch of salt, because everyone's story is completely different. Like, we looked completely different in pregnancy, in my opinion. And, like, I just don't think you can go off what one person says.
No, like, do you remember when I called you and I was crying and you were like, Lex, I didn't get one stretch mark, like, you won't either. And I did. Like,
yeah.
You know, so you know what?
No, but I do have stretch marks on my boobs,
oh,
but
me
I mean
too.
Bump.
Oh, we talked about bump. Oh, okay.
Yeah, right, like, okay. My bump, I, like, religiously moisturise, but I just didn't realise that your boobs were growing as well. That sounds ridiculous, but...
I think, look, if you are worried about this, just remember, like, prevention is key. Once you've got stretch marks, you can't really get rid of them. But everyone has them, so don't worry.
I mean, there's things that are, like, up and coming where you can get them filled and lasered and stuff like that. So I don't think, like, oh my God, like, I could never get rid of them.
No, but I'm
horrific.
Talking about the normal person who might not be able to afford to pay £1,000.
But also, like, I just would say religiously moisturise. I don't know if that works for everyone. That's just what worked for me, and I told you to
and
do that.
And the oil, maybe if you
if
want
anyone
to...
wants to know, message us. We'll tell you the moisturizer that we used, because I can't remember.
It was
what it's
the
called.
Same one. I can't. It's not
super
like
cheap.
It's not specifically for stretch marks. It's for eczema skin, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just for, like, sensitive skin, but it's really thick. It's like an emollient, so it works really well
and it lasts a really long time.
Yeah, and it's super cheap, isn't it?
Yeah, I just think, you know, take it from someone who really cared and was really bothered. I think we've touched on this on another episode slightly.
Yeah,
but, like, just really try not to worry and. It's easier said than done, but just trust me when I say this, that when your baby's actually here, and I thought this was cliche to say, but when your baby's here, you actually don't care.
So we want you guys to get involved. We love hearing from you. So if you want to get involved, tell us any drama that's going on, any bad mum stories. I feel like I want to hear a bad mum story.
Yeah, and also if anyone has any questions for us, like, what's your favourite colour, that type of question.
Yeah,
questions.
Like, if you want to get to know us, or questions about our lives, kids, how
relationships.
We became the best of friends.
Yeah.
Just ask away. You can
That's
fill out
a great
the form.
Story, so we should tell people that one day.
Fill out the form on our Instagram bio, or we might do a question box on our Instagram as well. Just
but
keep
always
your
feel
eyes
free
peeled.
To get involved. And
yeah, we've had some great questions and dramas, but we want more.
Yeah, we do. So thank you so much for listening, guys.
We love you lots, and we hope you've enjoyed. That's episode 6.
And we'll see you next week.